I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The John G. Shedd Institute for the Arts celebrates another year of diverse cultural offerings through music and theater performances, educational opportunities, and beyond. The Shedd Institute presents two different holiday performances between now and the end of the year, including a fully staged version of Camelot and Button Up Your Overcoat, Christmas at the Shedd. Here with us in the KLCC studios are Jim and Geneva Ralph from the Shedd. Welcome to both of you.
How are you doing, Eric?
Well, first of all, thank you for all you've contributed to the cultural life of the Willamette Valley and beyond.
Our selfish pleasure.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I'd say the same back to KLCC. I think sometimes we feel like we're trying to do live what KLCC does, you know, through the radio. It's very much a similar models, you know, in terms of diversity and everything.
Let's talk about a couple of the current things. First, Camelot, a fully staged version with live orchestra, correct?
Absolutely. Our goal at Christmas is to do a family-oriented show that is a classic, one of the classic musicals or classic musical comedies. And for me, growing up, Camelot was one of the greats.
And then the other Christmas performance, Button Up Your Overcoat, there'll be classics as well going to Eugene, Corvallis, and Florence. Outline that a little bit.
Yes, this is Shirley Andrus's show that we got together a number of years ago. This is the sixth Christmas at the Shedd and closely associated with our Emerald City Jazz Kings. And what we do with them and what we do with Oregon Festival American Music at the summer is champion the classic American songbook. It's a wonderful show. Shirley every year finds new arrangements, new historic classic arrangements that have been done over the last 50, 60 years of these wonderful, wonderful songs.
And on the educational side of things, the next workshop coming up is with Matt Musgrove, The Pros and Cons of Turning Pro. Tell me about that, Geneva.
Well, Matt is a hometown favorite, and he has, of course, gone off to Off-Broadway and now down in L.A. doing some film and television work and plays. And when he comes back to town and works for us, I like to have him create a special workshop for musical theater film star wannabes, because it's not that easy, but it's doable. And so this time it was – last time we did a great workshop on humor, being funny, which is hard. And this one is just the pros and cons of turning pro. What are all the things that he wish he had known as he went into the business outside of Eugene?
And what else is coming up for 2014 at the Shedd Institute Music School?
One of the funnest classes is Music Box. That's not so new, but each week kids can experiment with a different instrument. So piano, trumpet, drums, electric guitar, harmonica, banjo, bagpipes. The other thing that's really happening is a lot of adult singing. We've found that people really want to get together and just sing for fun without the threat of an audition or a performance that you have to stress on. It's just really the fun thing. The other new class that I'm really excited about is called Saturday Review, and it's back to the musical theater issues and how we use our venue for professional development, both for youngsters and for adults. The kids are going to write a book around some great old American standard show tunes and then do a mini performance at the end of that.
So it's quite an expansion of the school from years previous in a certain way.
Yes, it's growing nicely.
Anything you'd like to talk about in terms of the overall direction of the Shedd in years to come and further expansions?
We continue just to keep on doing what we're doing. We're really, really happy with what's happening. We're happy with the diversity. It's a lot like KLCC again, and just a desire to bring to our community as much diversity as possible and to be responsive to our audiences. We welcome people letting us know what they're interested in and what they think of the concerts, and it really is beginning more and more to guide what we do. It's kind of like, how can we help folks in our community have the type of concerts that they care most about?
And from the school perspective, it's the same kind of organic growth, but I think there's probably even more range possible, because we really are, our mission is about lifelong participation in all of the performing arts opportunities that we can provide. So if I'm really seriously talking about little kids to 95-year-olds, what is that going to mean in jazz? What's that going to mean in bluegrass? What's that going to mean in singing and strings? So we're working that way. We're also looking at how do we provide more support off-site from the Shedd to community venues. And then the third piece of our business is how do we be a venue for other users? And so all of those things work kind of organically as we're developing the Shedd.
It's a really remarkable choice to put all the time and resources you do into the Shedd, and especially at a time when education in the arts is so down in the schools. It's really a vital link in this community. So thank you again so much for what you're bringing to it.
Thank you.
Jim and Geneva Ralph of the John G. Shedd Institute for the Arts. The Shedd Institute presents two holiday performances, including Camelot and Christmas at the Shed. Camelot runs through December 22nd at the Jaquet Concert Hall in Eugene. Button up your overcoat. Christmas at the Shed includes performances December 12th and 15th in Eugene, December 17th in Corvallis, and December 18th in Florence. A full new season of performances, educational opportunities, and community events awaits for 2014. Full details online at theshed.org or 541-434-7000. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.